Играется.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Heyamah Beis. We're holding on Heyamah Aleph by the second to last line from the bottom, by the end of the line, Rav Huna. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Makar for the halacha that the Mishnah said on Beis Amud Aleph, that a Sukkah is not able to be less than 10 tefachim tall. The halal of the Sukkah, meaning from the ground until the Schach, needs to be at least the height of 10 tefachim. So the Gemara said that the Makar for this is from the Aron Kodesh together with the Pareichas, which was a height of 10 tefachim, and we learned that the Shekhinah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from on top of the Kapareichas. So we learn out from there that that's a significant shear, this 10 tefachim, and that that's the minimum height for the Schach, that the Schach has to be at least 10 tefachim away from the ground. So the Gemara had said that we know that the Aron Kodesh was 9 tefachim, but how do we know that the Kapareichas was an additional tefach that we could say that the Aron together with the Kapareichas that it was 10 tefachim tall? So the Gemara said that we learn it out from the Miskeres of the Shulchan. From the border by the Shulchan, that's the Makar, just like the Miskeres is a tefach tall, so to the Kapareichas, which the Torah doesn't tell us how tall it is, so to the Kapareichas is also a tefach tall. So now the Gemara says, Rav Huna says a different Makar, that this is the Makar that the Kapareichas was a tefach tall. It's Mehacha, it's learned from the following. This is a pasuk by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he would sprinkle the dam on Yom Kippur. So the pasuk says that he sprinkles it al pnei hakapayres kedma. He sprinkles it on the pnei of the kapayres. Now we know ve'ein panim pachas mitefach, that the face of a human being is not less than a tefach. So being that the minimum shear of a human being's face is a tefach, so we learn out from there that when the Torah describes the kapayres as being the pnei hakapayres, it must be that the kapayres has a height of a tefach. In fact, the Gemara, the Ema, Ka'ape de Bar Yochni, maybe it's the face of, like the face of a giant bird, which is larger than a tefach. Who says it's like a human face, which is only a tefach? Maybe it's like this giant bird, which is larger than a tefach. So maybe that's what it means, Pnei HaKapayres. So for the Gemara, then no, Tefasta Merubale, Tefasta, Tefasta Mua, Tefasta. Then no, like we've said before, that any time it's unclear where you should learn from, should we learn out from a human who has a face of a tefach? Should we learn out from a bar yuchni who has a face that's larger than a tefach? So the klal is that we always choose the smaller shear, but mainly we learn it out from a human that it's only a tefach. So that's the makar that the kapayres is a tefach tall. Okay, well, frak the Gemara, if we're trying to figure out the smallest possible shear, ve'ema ka'api de tziparta, de zutar tuva. So maybe it's like the face of a tziparta, a very small bird, which is much smaller, it's even less than a tefach. So maybe the kapayres was less than a tefach tall. And for the Gemara, Amar v'achaber Yaakov, Rav Huna pnei gamar. That no, Rav Huna in a chanami wasn't just stam, he was looking for a different type of face in the world. He actually had a gzeir shava of pnei. Ksiv halcha pnei akapayres. It says with regards to Yom Kippur, it says the pnei akapayres. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, it says me'ez pnei Yitzchak aviv. So you see over there, pnei is referring to Yitzchak, is referring to a human. So too, when it says pnei akapayres, pnei means like the face of a human, which is a tefach. So that's the makar that the kapayres is a tefach tall. In fact, the Gemara, if we're just looking for a gzeir shav of pnei, so v'neilef mi panim shal maila, why don't we say to learn out the gzeir shav of pnei from the panim shal maila, from the shechina, the chziv, as the pasuk says, kirais pnei elokim v'tir tzeini, that Yaakov sent the message to Esav that seeing you was like seeing the face of Elokim, so pnei Elokim, so presumably that's a much larger shear, much larger than a tefach. I don't know exactly how large the shear would be, meaning let's say that taka would be the makar. Let's say we would learn out pnei, that the kapayres is supposed to be like the pnei elokim. So now, how large, how tall would you have to make it? It's not clear in the Gemara. But clearly it's more than a tefach. So how could you learn out that it's only a tefach from Yitzchak? Maybe it should be even larger than a tefach because it says pnei elokim. And for the Gemara, no, tefasta merubale, tefasta, tefasta mua, tefasta. No, the same teretz that the Gemara said previously. Now, in a chanami, we have that option, but anytime you have two options, so you're always supposed to choose the smaller option. Memela, we learn it out from the face of a human, which is a tefach. fact, the Gemara of an Elif Mikrov. Why don't we learn it out from the Kruv, from a Kruv that in a Kruv presumably this Malach has a face that's smaller than the face of a human being. So why don't we learn out Pnei from Kruv, which is smaller than a Tefach? Dechziv, as the pasuk says, Al Kapayres Yu Pnei HaKruvim. It says that these the Pnei the Kruvim, which were on top of the Aron Kodesh, on top of the Kapayres, it says that they were on top of the Kapayres, but it says the Pnei HaKruvim. It says Al Kapayres Yu Pnei HaKruvim. So you see the word Pnei associated with the Kruvim. So maybe the thickness of the Kapayres is supposed to be like the height of the face of a Kruv, which is presumably less than a Tefach. Says the Gemara, it's not. No, we have a Mesaira that the Pnei of the Kruvim is Taka Tefach, and that's Taka where Rav Huna learned it from. That's really Rav Huna's Makar. It's not from Pnei Yitzchak, it's actually from Pnei HaKruvim. That's the Makar, that just like the face of the Kruvim was a Tefach, so too the Kapayrus is a Tefach. And I believe it's the Netziv who explains that this is the better Makar than to learn out from Pnei Yitzchak, because this is learning out the Kapayrus, so to speak, from itself, because the Kruvim went on top of the Kapayres. So it makes a lot of sense that we would learn out Pnei from the Kruvim, which were also a part of the Aron Kodesh, like the Kapayres. So therefore we learn out, so that was the goof of Rav Huna's Makar, that the Kapayres is a Tefach Tol. He meant we learn out Pnei from the face of the Kruvim, that's a Tefach Tol. Now the Gemara just points out, my Kruv, what does it mean, a Kruv? So I'm Rabbi Avoyu, Kiravya, it really means it's like a small child. That's what the word Kruv means, as the appearance of a small child. Shekem Babel, Kirin Linuka, Ravya. In Babel, the word that they would use to call a child, they would call a child a Ravya. Ravya Kruv, that's the name of a child. Amrele Abaye, Abaye asked, El Me'ata, if so, that you're telling me that Kruv means like the face of a child. So that which the Pasuk says, Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Sheni, Pnei Adam, that Yecheskel and his Nevuah. So we saw that the face of one of them was like the face of a Kruv, and the face of the second of the four faces was like the face of a person. Hainu Kruv, Hainu Adam. You're telling me now that a Kruv is a person. It's a young person, but it's a person. So it's the same thing. A Kruv and an Adam is the same thing. Why does Yecheskel describe it in two different words? So that says the Gemara, Api Ravrivi, Vapi Zutra. In a Chanami, they're both humans, but one's the face of an Adam means the face of a Ravrivi, of an adult. Vapi Zutra, the face of a Kruv, means the face of a young child. But really, Kruv means young child. It's a Tefach, and that's the Makar, according to Rav Huna, that the Kapayrus was a Tefach Tol. Says the Gemara now, Umay the Chalala Asara Bar Mischacha, Ema Bahad Ischacha. Meaning, okay, fine. So now we know that together with the Kapayrus, the Aron Kodesh was 10 Tefachim Tol. So maybe we should learn out from there to Sukkah, that so too by Sukkah, the Sukkah together with the Schach has to be 10 Tefachim Tol. But how could you learn out from the Aron that the Chalal of the Sukkah has to be 10 Tefachim Tol? Maybe it's just that the entire Sukkah, including the Schach, has to be 10 Tefachim Tol. So, but you include the Schach in the Cheshbon. So really you could have a Sukkah that's only 8 Tefachim Tol. And if you have a Schach, which is 2 Tefachim thick, so then that could complete the Shear of 10 Tefachim, and that would be kosher, just like we find that the Pareiches contributed to the shear of the Arin. It wasn't a halal of 10 Tefachim. It was the total height of 10 Tefachim. So maybe that's what we should learn out the Sukkah. That the Sukkah together with the Schach has to be 10 Tefachim tall. How do you see from here that the halal of the Sukkah has to be 10 Tefachim tall? So says the Gemara in a Chanami. So this whole past Amud and a half that we had going into the details of this Limud, the Gemara now is throwing out, Elami Beisai Lamim Gamar. Rather the Makar that the Sukkah needs to be 10 Tefachim tall is not from the Aron Kodesh, rather it's from the Beis HaMikdash, it's from the Beis HaLamim. The pasuk says regarding the Beis HaMikdash, it says the Habayis Asher Bana HaMelech Shlomo Lashem Shishim Ama Arkoi VeEsrim Rachboi UShloishim Ama Kaimasei. It says that the Beis HaMikdash was 30 Amos tall. Uksivin, the pasuk says Kaimasa Kruv HaEchad. It says that that Shlomo Melch he made two kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim there, and so it says that the height of one of the kruvim was 10 amos, v'chena kruv hasheni, and so too the second kruv, they were both 10 amos tall. So that's a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was 30 amos tall. The kruvim were each 10 amos tall. V'tani, we learned in the Braisa that mam mitzinu be Beis HaLamim kruvim b'shlish habayis, just like we find in the Beis HaMikdash, that Shlomo Melech built the Kruvim, that they should be tall, like a third of the Beis HaMikdash itself, Bishlish HaBayis HaNaim Din, that's how high up they stood. So Mishkan Ami Kruvim Bishlish HaBayis HaNaim Din. So we learn out from there that so too in the Mishkan, that's also the way it was in the Mishkan. I mean, Shlomo Melech was really just replicating the Mishkan. Also in the Mishkan, the Kruvim went up, and they were a third of the height of the Mishkan itself. Mishkan Kama Havit, so now let's figure it out how high the Kruvim were. So how high was the Mishkan? Mishkan Kama Havi, it was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos tall. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, Eser Amos Ayricha Koresh, it says Eser Amos Ayricha Koresh, that the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan, were 10 Amos tall. So the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall. So now Kami Havi Luhu, how much is 10 Amos in Tvachim? It's Shis in Pushche. It's 60 Tvachim. Pushche is like the Aramaic for Tvachim. So it was 10 Amos, each Amo is 6 Tvachim. So the Mishkan was 60 Tvachim tall. So now Tilsei Kama Havi, if we want to figure out how high up were the Kruvim, so it's what's a third of 60 Tvachim? It's Asra Poshchi. It's Asra Poshchi. It's 20 Tvachim. Esther and Bushke, 20 Tvachim. So now, Dala Sarah de Arain, the Kapayres. Now take away 10. That was the height of the Arain together with the Kapayres. Pashaluhu Asara. So now you have it that the Kruvim were 10 Tvachim tall above the Arain Kodesh with the Kapayres. So you had from the ground 10 Tvachim of Arain together with the Kapayres. And then on top of that, you had the face of the Kruvim that were 10 Tvachim higher, that were 10 Tvachim tall on top of the Kapayres. Now, Ksivan, it says regarding the Kruvim, it says, Vahayu Akruvim per se, Kanafayim Lamaila Seichichim Bechanfeim Al Kapayres. It says that they were Seichichim. It describes the Kruvim that with their wings they were Seichichim, that they were covering over the Kapayres. So now how high up was it? It was 10 Tvachim tall over the Kapayres we just mentioned. So you see from here that Karye Rachmana Schach Lamala Measara. You see it only has a din, only has a shem Schach when it's 10 Tvachim off the ground. That's the only Makar of the name Schach that we have in the Torah. Is that when something is 10 tfachim over something else, it's called schach. Like we find by the wings of the kruvim, that they were 10 tfachim over the kapayres, and it's called that they were misachichim. Well, says the Gemara, mimai, digad finu ilavi reshayu kaime, del malahadi reshayu kaime. That would be true only if the wings go on top of the heads of the kruvim. But if the wings were flush together with the heads of the kruvim, so then the kruvim themselves were only 10 tfachim tall. If the wings were part of that 10 tfachim of height, so it comes out they were only being misachich over, let's say, 9.5 tvachim, possibly even less. It's only if the wings went on top of their heads, so then you could say that the wings were hovering over 10 tvachim of a airspace. So who says that the wings went over the heads? Maybe the wings went together with their heads, flush with their heads, and really they were misachichim over an area, over a chalal that was less than 10 tvachim, and you wouldn't have a makar from here that schach is only called schach when it's hovering over an area of 10 tvachim. So says the Gemara, then no. Says the Gemara, Amr of Acher by Yaakov, that Lamai Laksiv. Then no, we know that the wings were over their heads, because that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. It says, Vahayu Akruvim Parsech and Afayim Lamaila Seichachim Bechanfeim Alakapayres. It says, Lamai Laksiv, therefore we learn now that it was Taka over their heads, Mesachim over an area over a Chalal that was 10 Tfachim. Ve'ema de midli tuva. Okay, so if it was lamaila, so maybe the wings went like a few tvachim over their heads, and really it was being masachich over an area that was, let's say, 11, 12, 13, or even more a tvachim. So who says that it's already called schach when it's 10 tvachim over an area? Maybe it's only when it's 12 or 13 tvachim over an area, because maybe it was very high up over their heads. Says the Gemara, no, because miksev lamaila lamaila, it doesn't say that the wings were lamaila lamaila. It says that they were lamaila, which is mashma that they were just over the heads. And therefore, that's how we understand that you see from here that the name Schach is given to something which hovers over a halal of 10. So that's the makar that by Sukkah as well, that the Schach is only has a shame Schach if it's 10 tefachim over the ground, if it's hovering over a halal of 10 tefachim, and therefore a Sukkah by definition now has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. Says the Gemara, this whole makar is based on the fact that we're assuming that the Arin together with the Kapayres was 10 Tvachim, which then tells us that it must be the wings of the Kruvim hovered over an area of 10 Tvachim, because the Kruvim, we know, were 20 Tvachim tall, total, that they were over above ground level, they were 20 Tvachim above ground level, because that would make it that it's a third of the height of the Mishkan. So this, that it's hovering over an area of 10 Tvachim, is only if we assume that the Arin was 10 Tvachim tall. But says the Gemara, Hanichel Rabbi Meir, that Cheshbin that we said before, that we've been saying until now that the Arin together with the Kapiras was 10 Tefachim tall, that's only true according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the Tefach is that an Amos Ari is 6 Tefachim. That an Amos is 6 Tefachim. So that means when the Pasuk says that the Arin Kodesh was an Amos and a half, that means it was 9 Tefachim. Together with the Kapiras, it's 10 Tefachim. So that's all good according to Meir, the Amar Kola Amos Hayubaininis, that all Amos were average, were 6 Tefachim Amos. That when the Torah says Amos, it's referring to a 6 Tefach Amos. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Amos Shal Binyan Shisha Tefachim, that when it comes to the Cheshbonis of the Binyan of the Mishkan. So there, when the Torah says the word Amos, it means an Amos of 6 Tefachim. Vishal Kalim Chamisha. But when the Torah says Amma with regards to various Kalim in the Mishkan, so that's referring to an Amma that's only 5 Tvachim tall. So then Mayikalim Amar, and we lost our home Makar, and the Gemara speaks it out, meaning to say, because then it comes out that Aron Vikapiras Kama Havilu, how tall is the Aron together with the Kapiras? Again, the Aron was an Amma and a half. So an Amma and a half, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Aron is a Kli. So an Amma and a half, when we're dealing with 5 Tefachim Ammas, is only 7 and a half Tefachim. Together with the Kapiras, which was a Tefach tall, is 8 and a half Tefachim, like the Gemara says. So how much does it come out to be? Tamani Upalga. It comes out to just be 8 and a half Tefachim. So now how much taller are the Kapiras over the Kapiras? Pashulhu Chad Srei Upalga. 11 and a half. Because again, the Kruvim, we know were a third of the height of the Mishkan. So the Kruvim for sure went up until 20 Tvachim. So now if the Aron together with the Kapiras was only 8 and a half Tvachim, it comes out that the Kruvim hovered over a Chalal of 11 and a half Tvachim. So Emo Sukkah Adahavya Chatzri Upalga. So maybe a Sukkah needs to be 11 and a half Tvachim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Makar that a Sukkah could be kosher even when it's just 10 Tvachim? L'chayr, from here it would seem that it would have to be 11 and a half Tvachim. So the whole Makar that we've been saying only works according to Rabbi Meir. It doesn't work Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Elul Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchasa Gemirila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say that which a sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim tall, that's Allah HaMash Mesinai, the Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amr Rav. He said in the name of Rav that Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, all these different types of halachis, which the Gemara will elaborate on in the Hemshuch, so all these halachis of Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin, they're all halach l'Moshe Mesinai, they're all things that were passed down on Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Makar. There is no Pasuk, you're not going to find it openly in a Pasuk, it's something that we just know b'Mesaira, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would tell you. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Makar, for that which a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim tall. It's learned out from the Kruvim that their wings were mesachachim over in a chalal of 10 tefachim. So we see from there that schach is called schach when it's hovering over a chalal of 10 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the makar that the sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim is actually Allah l'maishah mesinai.